Hello boys and girls, ladies and germs. I can't believe it's been 1 year already since my last episode. I really do apologize about that, but there are so many reasons why I stopped the podcast. And we might be talking about them later on, or I'll share some of them right now. The reason why I stopped, the podcast is because I needed to focus on my businesses and my personal life. That's one of the reasons. And also, I needed to build new skills. So I had to learn about other things like investing and, about the stock markets and about how to build other, sources of wealth. Just how to create generational wealth and how to just, it took me a long time to understand certain things. As you know, if you want to build a skill, it takes a long time, and it's not that easy because you have to invest a lot of hours. And so there are so many different reasons, but the main thing now is I'm back, and I really do hope that I'm going to be recording new episodes at least twice a week if I can, if not just once a week. I can't promise anything. And so I'm back here, and on today's episode we're going to be talking about so many different things, and I'm going to update you guys with so many different things that's been happening with in the e-commerce world and stuff like that. And just to give you an idea of what's happening and how you can start, what ad platforms you could be using and stuff like that. And one thing as well, I would like to thank every single person who's been dropping me messages on Instagram throughout the past year. And I really do appreciate every person. I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of messages saying, when is the next episode, what happened to the podcast. Thank you so much for your support throughout the years. I've been, doing this podcast for the past 4 years. It's close to 5 years now. And I do it out of passion. I'm not getting paid nothing from here. I just want to try. I'm trying to help other people as well, because, there are so many people that are trying to build a side hustle. Nowadays people are trying to build, a business on the side just to generate an extra income, especially because of what's going on in the world right now. The recession is around the corner, the inflation is high, people are struggling with their with their money. As when the inflation is high, the money loses its value really, because it's just it's not worth anything really. This is one of the reasons why you have to go out there and do a lot of research and understand about the market and recessions and interest rates and stuff like that. This is very, very important, because these kind of stuff, they don't teach us things like this at school. So it's very important to do your own research and just keep on learning. Whatever happens, just keep on learning. Read books, join seminars, do whatever it takes, just keep on learning. Knowledge is everything. When I say knowledge, I mean like really, really go out there and start learning and implement everything that you're learning, because I see this all the time. A lot of people go out there, start learning about things, and then what they do is, okay, they finish the book and then they put it aside, thinking that just because you read that book, now you're good at, starting a business, or now you know how to run ads and stuff like that. If you don't take action and practice what you've been learning, you're not gonna get anywhere. Reading books without taking action is not gonna get you anywhere. You're not gonna get no results. Even whatever you've learned, you're going to forget about it. If you don't take action and practice, you're not going to see no results whatsoever. So once again, thank you so much guys. So let's get into it. So in today's episode, I want to be talking about what's happening with Facebook and what other ad platforms you could be using that are really, really working, and what's happening with Shopify, and what are the updates, what's going to be happening in the future. But for now, I'm going to be starting with Facebook. Yes, as you guys know, that Facebook is going through lots and lots of changes. Things are not easy on Facebook nowadays. A lot of people are struggling with their Facebook ad accounts or business managers. Facebook has been very, very difficult in the past 2 years now, shutting down business managers for no reason. And you know, even you run ads for like 3 days, sometimes a week, and you start making some money, and all of a sudden you wake up in the morning, your ad account has been disabled for no reason. Obviously there are reasons why they're doing that. First of all, because Facebook doesn't like dropshipping anymore, especially when they look at your website and they do some analyzing and stuff like that. Because nowadays what they're doing is, once you start running ads, you know, everything's done automatically. Once you start spending the money, then there is an actual review by a human being rather than a bot. Okay, so I was in contact with one of Facebook's representatives, and he was telling me the exact same process that they use to go through the websites and the ads and how the review process works and stuff like that. It has changed. Before, it used to be just a bot, and sometimes when there is an ad rejection or something like that, you do get like a real person to go through your ad and review it and stuff like that. But now they go through your website and your terms and conditions, and to see if you are an actual legit person or not, if your business is legit, how does the website look. It's very, 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 very difficult. Back in 2016, 17, things were completely different. You could just run a scruffy website and make sales and get away with it. Nowadays, they're really, really difficult. The first reason is they don't like people who are not like registered businesses. For example, if you're not a private business, like a registered private business, like an LLC or an LTD company, for example, because you want to prove that you're a real business and that you are registered and that you have your tax number, etc. So they want to know that you're an actual, like you're a real business. So if something goes wrong, they can chase you because they know who you are. And they can, you know, for example, even sue you if you're selling stuff that you're not supposed to be selling, like copyright infringement stuff or something like that. So that's one of the reasons. And one of the other reasons is, now if you open a new ad account or a new business manager, most of the times they give you the like a limit on how much you can spend daily. So that varies on the account. Obviously, if it's a real Facebook account that you've had for many years, if it's your own real personal Facebook account, you can get away with it. They'll give you like a maximum spend limit of £100 or $100. But if it's a new ad account, they know, because Facebook is very smart. The algorithms or whatever, I don't know how that system works, but it's really, really smart. They know if you've just created a new Facebook, and they know literally everything. You know, everything is being monitored. And sometimes when I create new ad accounts, I get, I'd say, around $7 per ad account to spend. That's the maximum you could spend, but obviously it gets increased every time you make payments. It goes all the way up to 50, and then 100, 120, 150, and stuff like that. As long as you're complying with Facebook's terms and conditions and the ad policies and stuff like that, you could get away with it. If not, you're going to get penalized. You will get your ads rejected, and you will get your pages restricted. So very, very tough nowadays to advertise on Facebook, unless you are building a real brand. Like, even if you're dropshipping, but you're making everything look like pictures and videos of high quality videos, for example, for your ads or even on your store, you can get away with it. And you can, you know, if you prove that you're a real business and you're actually trying to run a brand and make it successful, then you could get away with it. But if it's a scruffy website that you're copying everything from Amazon and you're bringing it into your Shopify store and stuff like that, that's not how it works. You should be avoiding copying other people's descriptions and stuff like that. Like, because I see this all the time. You have to be very creative. Do your own research. Try to learn about copywriting, try to learn about how to write really good description, use how to persuade customers, because remember, it's all about persuasion, you know, how to persuade the customers to, you know, buying from you. So there's so many different ways you can learn. Again, it's all about learning and implementing and taking action. That's about it. So Facebook is getting very difficult, and you can get banned so quickly and easily, you know, even if you're making money or you're paying your Facebook bills on time and everything, you see, it's very, very difficult. But luckily, there are other alternatives that are very underpriced and a lot of people are still not using. Obviously, nowadays, you see videos on YouTube, people talking about them, like, for example, TikTok ads. TikTok ads are very, very undervalued. If you already know how to run Facebook ads and you're familiar with TikTok, you can use the exact same strategies that you use on Facebook and implement them on TikTok. Obviously, TikTok, you know, the user behavior on TikTok is slightly different than Instagram and Reels and stuff like that. So you have to follow. For example, just go to TikTok.com and then look at the videos on. And I'm sure every single person who's listening to this podcast is, you know, probably you've got TikTok app on your phone that you are using and you are watching videos and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say is when you're trying to create an ad for your product, try to make it look like just a normal video talking about the product and stuff like that. Don't make it look like an ad with a lot of headlines and titles and stuff like that. Just talk as normal and try to use the trending sounds, you know, trending hashtags for your niche. That way you can get organic traffic, and also it will help you with paid traffic as well. Obviously, with TikTok there's two different ways to do it: organic or paid traffic. Obviously, I'm not very good at organic traffic. It takes a long time because you have to be posting about it twice a day, and it takes a lot of time, you know, because unless you can outsource that to someone like a VA or someone to do that for you, then fine. But personally, I don't do that. I just use paid ads. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for a very long time now. I use paid ads. That's all I do is paid ads. So TikTok really, really does work, and it's not that difficult at all. It's really straightforward with TikTok. You can even do product research on TikTok. There are so many ways to obviously to find winning products nowadays. You can use Facebook ads library, and I'm not sure if you guys know that if you go to facebook.com/ads/library, or if you just type in Facebook ads library and you go in and you select the country that you're trying to target, sometimes they go for all, and then the ad category, you just click on all ads, and then you type in any type, like any keyword you want. You don't even have to look for the name of a page or a brand. You can just type in any kind of keyword, and they'll give you all the ads that are running for that specific keyword that you typed in. This is one of the best ways to find winning products. And then again, just type in whatever and just go through and see what catches your eye, and whatever catches your eye, that's exactly how the customers are clicking on that ad, because you want something that catches your eye, something that has a good ad copy, you know, a title, you know, a persuasive title and stuff like that. And it's the exact same thing as well you could do on TikTok. So if you go to ads.tiktok.com/business/creative center/inspiration and then /top ads, then you will get the best ads on that specific country you've selected. So you just type in again TikTok ads tools, and they will give you the link to that, you know, to TikTok's creative center. it's the top ads, and they're showing you all the top ads. So there are so many different ways to do it, to find winning products. And also, you don't even have to reinvent the wheel. Let's see what's already working. I'm not saying to copy exactly what's working. See what's working and try to improve upon that. You know, see if you find something that is working and use your creativity and try to improve upon that. And then you order the product, you know, for yourself, and then test it, you know, create videos for it, or get someone else to do it for you, like a VA or someone on fiverr.com to do the video for you. But I would suggest to do it yourself, because you want to learn the skills, you want to see what gets people's attention, you know, because as you know, you've got 3 seconds to catch someone's attention. So how are you going to do that? Start learning about how to get people's attention, especially nowadays. You know, people's attention span is really, really, you know, it's tiny. And so that's one of the ways to do it. And I would say definitely start advertising on TikTok. Start using TikTok. It's very, it's undervalued and it's still cheap. The CPMs are really cheap. The CTRs are amazing. Obviously, depends on the product, and the clicks are really, 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 really cheap. For example, I'm testing a product right now, and the CPM is under $2, and the clicks is less than a dollar. You don't get that on Facebook nowadays. The CPMs are high on Facebook. The CPCs, the clicks are very, very expensive. Facebook is becoming more and more expensive. But now, TikTok is taking over. TikTok has over 1 billion daily users. You know, so you need to be on TikTok. You need to start looking at TikTok ads. Keep scrolling on TikTok, start understanding how it works and stuff like that, because that's what I do most of the times as well. When I see an ad, I'll click on it and then go to the checkout, and then that way I trick TikTok to thinking that I'm one of the buyers, and then TikTok puts me in that category of people that buys online. Does that make sense? This is very important to do. This is a trick that when you come across an ad on TikTok that you are interested in, click on it, add products to cart, go all the way to checkout. Obviously, you don't have to buy anything, but TikTok thinks you're a buyer, and they put you into that category of people that click on ads and add to carts, because they're tracking everything you're doing. So again, TikTok is undervalued. And the other platform is Snapchat, which like a lot of people are not talking about Snapchat, and Snapchat is very, very important as well. I've run so many different ads on Snapchat, and it works. It really, really does work, and they are getting much better and better every single day. It's becoming more smarter, and they've got a lot of users as well, especially people in the United States and the UK and Ireland, Australia, Canada. There's so many different ways you can advertise. So obviously, apart from Facebook, the reason why we don't want to be using Facebook anymore is because it's getting very expensive, very strict. So now we move on to TikTok and Snapchat. While it's still undervalued, and there isn't that much, you know, that there isn't that many people advertising on it, but it's just gonna be like, obviously it's not gonna last like this. Look what happened with Facebook, you know, it has changed. You know, everything changes. Nothing will ever stay the same. So you have to evolve. So you now start using TikTok ads while it's still undervalued. Honestly, just go and do that. And the other thing I want to be talking about is, I get this question a lot. What's better, one product store or a general store? Personally, the past 2 years, all I've been doing is, my main focus is one product store. I find it really, really easy to test, and really, really easy to scale. That way you can, you know, create a store for a specific country and then duplicate it to other countries, unless you are using Shopify Markets, which is a new thing that they've introduced. You can sell on different markets, and you can choose the currency for each market. But I personally like to use Shopify for one country, for example United States or Canada or Australia or whatever, and then if it works and you start making a lot of sales and stuff, you can duplicate it and move on to the next country. That's how you you test different markets. And I do that using TikTok ads and Snapchat ads, mainly TikTok ads. That's one of that's one of the ways I do it. And again, my personal choice now has always been, like, since, like, I've always liked one product stores for many years, but now I'm more focused on one product stores. I like general stores, but there are so many things to test, and it consumes a lot of your time. Obviously, it's good if you want to, you know, build into like a big brand in the future and stuff like that. Then you want to have a general store with so many different products, then that's fine, that's your choice. Again, see what you're comfortable with. I personally like one product stores because they're easy to test and they're easy to scale. And then you can create multiple stores for multiple countries. So I like one product store. And and the other question that I get, how much do I need to start now? Obviously, things are not as easy as they used to be, but I would say you need at least $1,000 to start your own dropshipping business. Before it was like $200 or $300, you can start testing or something like that. But now I would say $1,000 to really, really start testing different products, building different products, you know, building different stores, and start scaling. At least you need $1,000. You can do that. You know, it's doable, because I've seen people that did it with $500, $600. But I would say a minimum of $1,000. Because you could, if you have capital to start, you know, to invest in your ads, that way you can find a winner and then scale it. Then you can build systems around it and then build the back end, a very strong back end, and then you scale from there. And also, the best way to do all of this thing is having mentors. Go out there, see who you're comfortable with. If you find someone that's doing what you want to do and they've already gotten the results that you want, then why not? Having mentors will fast track your success. I've invested in so many different mentors. I've invested a lot of money into mentors, and especially if someone that I'm trying to learn from, and I know that they're doing what I want to be doing. You know, you don't want to be going to someone who's doing something that's completely different from what you're doing just because he's very successful. That's not how it works. You have to stick to e-commerce entrepreneurs, people that are good at digital marketing, you know. Especially e-commerce, you know, just get a mentor. They will fast track your success, trust me. And you have to invest in yourself, because that's the best way to do it, is invest in yourself, invest in mentors. Just go out there, do your research, and get yourself a mentor that will fast track your success, and they will show you the ins and outs. And, you know, just instead of spending, you know, a year learning about e-commerce and Shopify and ads, and if you find someone, they'll fast track that, you know, they'll just probably will take you less than 6 months and understand how things work, you know, the ins and outs. So get yourself a mentor and keep on learning. The whole point about, you know, this is to keep on learning and learning and learning and learning. So yeah, so I hope this has helped. You know, I'm as always, I'm trying to keep things as short and sweet as possible. And and if you guys have any questions, you know, you can always drop me a message on Instagram. It's Instagram, my Instagram handle is well, you can just type in instagram.com/lordthevibe, LORDDA vibe. It's quite easy, and probably I'm going to put link below. Send me a message and see how I can help you. If there is anything I can help you with, then I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. With that said, I would like to thank everyone for your messages once again, and I really do hope that I'm going to carry on, you know, having all these short episodes talking about what's happening in the e-commerce world, you know, ads, what's working, what's not working, and share as much knowledge as I can with you guys, so you guys can learn and you know, start building that side hustle that you could, you know, build into 5, 6, 7 figures in the future. Because why not? All it takes is just that one product to change your life forever. Trust me, all it takes is that one product. But also, what it takes is to never ever give up. Carry on learning and learning. Thank you so much, guys, and I hope to see you on the next episode. Take care. Bye.